I just see another summer upon me, and it sent me to the catacombs of my mind, searching for meaning, purpose, guidance, conviction. That kind of backdrop narration King Henry had rallying his soldiers for the battle that takes place upon the great day of St. Crispin. That's when we shall rise. We run through the debris that would shower upon us, you and me, B, because we're in a bad place at a bad time. Our clothes come in camo green, caked with grease, mud, and dung. It's us with our near-death body odor. Oh, the smoke, man! We stink of smoke! It's not that cute smell of a campfire, no, bro. This is the caustic plastic synthetic char burn smell, buddy. It sucks our bellies ain't filled with good pie, nor our spirits high off some murky dark lager. Not tonight, Holmes. Our stomachs are empty, swollen, hungry. We could become cannibals tomorrow. We're on the running retreat from a raging battle. We run through the ruined town of rubble, barefoot and careful not to trip and fall, because if we do, we'll be riddled with automatic gunfire, pulverized into shards of flesh and bone, reduced to pools of blood pulp. Boredom. We combat this enemy like the wars that rage on, from decade to decade.
Century.
We finally get some cover from the shooting, the hailstorms of burning molten lead and fire. You quietly hand roll a smoke, and your hands are nervously shaking. And you try and get on and smoke your tobacco, and you feel the need to relax. You just need to relax. You just need to relax. I finally stare out into the crumpled opening in the concrete, and we hope that this old graveyard crypt will safely harbor us from the onslaught of the invasion force. You concentrate on your breathing as you try to keep your zen intact as an anchor for some sane thought. We have this problem that just manifested. Invasion. War. I kind of snicker at the speech the ragtag militia captain gave. His half-hearted yelps of nationalisms and morals and freedoms and apple fucking pie can be thrown out the motherfucking window right this fucking second. I realize as the sun goes down, this is the third day without sleep. Purely from the adrenaline and the fear of being bored. Killed. Of being asleep. Not partying, man! Oh, man. Oh, man, I'll never vote a lying, cheating, shitbag statesman in again. Judge the animal steal for president! You check your bag, your scant supplies that keep you alive. It's the only warm feeling you've had in a long, long time. The warm feeling of 5 clips of ammo, 3 pipe bombs, and a map of the area. No, not really, man, not really. 3 cans of Heineken, a nickel bag, 2,000 milligrams of Kava, the gazetteer, a slice of cold pizza! Yeah! A watcher, and he, a spirit, who knows? And I shudder, another feeling of joy, a past Thursday night binge. To another Thursday night binge! Thursday night binge! Thursday night binge! 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 Binge!